What's up, everyone? Welcome to Benched. My name's Joey, joined by my brother and co-host, Angel. What's up, dog?
What's up, man? Oh, we're glad to be back.
We're back. This is a Monday episode, right? God, I'm turned around.
Feels like a long time.
Off-season is here. I don't know what day of the week it is.
Oh, I'm missing the one big day.
Over at the table today, full house, Gabe. How you doing, man?
Doing good, doing good.
Adge?
Also, I have no idea what day it is.
Yep.
It's Sunday night, right?
It's Sunday night. Sunday, Sunday.
Okay, God. Yep. It's summer. And then returning to the chair, Mr. Terrell Thurlgood.
Yo.
Back in the house. On today's episode, we're going to get into the news. And then for the first time since the Super Bowl, Angels Heavenly Top 10. Post-free agency. Very
Can't
excited
wait.
About that. Very excited to have three more voices just to pick apart Angels' faulty list.
Yeah, can't
should
wait.
Be, should be a lot of fun.
All the opinions.
If you're watching on YouTube, welcome.
Hi.
If it's your first time to the channel, go ahead and like the episode, subscribe to the channel. We put out shows three times a week, no matter what, all year long, and right through the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say that there won't be some nonsense in there because the NFL is going to slow down a little bit here.
Look, there's like four tweets that are NFL related. Besides that, it's just speculation.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like we're not going to cover like the crime ones.
No.
So that takes about half the tweets out.
And we could, Oh, sheesh.
Yeah, usually get the Jerry Jones ones.
Shout out to Cam Sutton.
Jerry Jones ones,
the Jerry Jones daughter ones.
The Russell Wilson ones.
Yep.
And the Jameis Winston ones.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the summer will be. But anyways, awesome. Join the show. Sounds exciting, right? Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. If you listen on any of those platforms, thanks for that. And for joining the audio version of Bench. And, of course, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Search at Bench Show to keep up with all those platforms. We're throwing all sorts of different things up there. Some show clips. Some breaking news.
Some other stuff.
what I used to say, follow the show between the show. I didn't keep saying that. That was a good line.
That's a good one, yeah.
That is good.
Follow us between the show on all those platforms, and we'll keep you updated. I think that's all the housekeeping. I got a couple lists for you guys. Okay, I was disappointed with my list last time.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like it was the right idea, wrong list. Number one, the Netflix list I gave you was the global list.
Yeah.
Which,
Why.
Yeah. No wonder we don't know those.
I wonder.
So a couple new lists for you guys here today. Here's the top 10 wealthiest musicians in 2024. Mm. Okay, if you can guess. I honestly kind of want to give you all 10 here because you know all 10.
Wealthiest.
Wow.
Wealthiest musicians. There are only five billionaires. Let's guess the billionaires.
Okay.
Okay, that's a top five.
I can do that.
There's a couple I know.
Kanye West.
Jay-Z, Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Let's do the table. Let's do the table. Jay-Z, number one.
Yeah.
1.3 billion.
I have Kanye on there.
Kanye is not on the list.
Kanye's not there.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys three strikes. You're throwing out names and it's not fair.
I got one. Okay, I know for sure.
So you're on one strike.
We're on one strike. AJ.
You got
Rihanna.
Rihanna is number three, 1.4 billion. So you have one, number three, and you have one strike. Who's next? Terrell, you got to make a guess.
Musician, Dolly Parton.
You know what? After that,
Super Bowl team.
So what did she? What did she?
She looks good.
What did she perform at?
Was he Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving halftime.
That's a propeller into the top 10.
Yeah.
If that can do nothing,
she didn't ride that to the billionaire club.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
She's a woman, Gabe. We're not gonna damn respect.
What's wrong?
That's strike number two. You guys need three more and one more strike. I have zero faith in you. Who hasn't guessed yet?
Angel,
what's your guess?
Angel, come on. Selena Gomez.
What? Okay, Selena Gomez is on the top 10 list.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Wow.
Selena Gomez is on top 10 list. And didn't she have the most Instagram followers?
Yep.
That's crazy.
That's why.
Not a billionaire. Here's the top five. Jay-Z, Bono.
Hey.
Hello. Hola. Right? That's the
I don't know.
Yeah, that's
Rihanna, that way. Paul McCartney, and Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
How'd you not guess Taylor Swift?
Her year.
This is why she hates you guys, because you didn't want to. All right, top 10 happiest countries. We're going to go to the top five. They're all Asian countries.
It's not here.
It's not this one. We all hate each other.
North Korea.
United States, not on the list. North Korea also didn't make the list. This might be a little hard for you guys.
I got you, actually.
Japan.
Japan, number three.
Happiest countries.
Okay, one of the lists me and AJ have ties to, and it's going to be the Philippines.
Yeah.
Come on. They're the happiest people we know.
Yeah, that's true.
The other ones, Singapore, Taiwan, and South Korea. Maybe happy that they're not.
Yeah.
They're not in North Korea.
Yeah. Okay, income. Okay, this one's pretty, honestly, kind of depressing. Income for a single person to live comfortably in the United States, different U.S. cities, okay? To live comfortably in New York, you have to make $138,000.
Oh, no bull crap. I guarantee you, what percentage of people make that in New York City?
Very little.
Yeah, very little.
You want to know the biggest bummer? What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the next 7 are in California.
Oh. Yep.
Yep. We're in LA if we didn't say that before.
We're in LA,
San Jose, number 2. Yeah. 136,000 you got to make there. Just under New York.
Wow. Crazy.
San Jose, just under New York.
But what's comfortable? Like, live comfortably, I mean, like.
I'm guessing that means, I mean, you're not shelter, you're not
struggling
food,
to, check the to check. Make the,
yeah. Santa Ana, California, Boston, Massachusetts, wow. Really.
Who wants to live in Boston?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you got to pay to be alive. That's a, to
you
live comfortably.
You got paid protection?
Yeah. Easy. And then San Diego.
San Diego.
Right, that was really good. Okay, top 5 strongest American brands. You guys got to know this one.
Top like, wait.
Strong
American brand.
Like popular, like
yeah.
Physical.
Yeah, this is according to World Index their list. Strong brands. It is kind of
like companies?
Yeah.
Okay.
Think brands though. The stuff that you're gonna know and see.
So we're going with
Top 5. Apple,
Nike.
Not on the list.
Apple's not
McDonald's. Walmart. And Apple not on the list.
Walmart's gotta be on the list.
Walmart, not on the list. Okay, so what strongest brands must mean something different.
McDonald's? Yeah.
I'll give you the top 5, and we'll figure out why they're on there. YouTube, Google, Deli-Oti, don't know what that is, Coca-Cola.
Deli-Oti, yeah.
God.
Know that one.
Yeah. Should be ashamed of yourself. And Netflix.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Google and YouTube are
four of these
thing.
Are websites.
So these aren't really strongest actual places.
Okay, I mean, so far these lists suck, honestly. Yeah. I thought they were good ones. Here's my last attempt to try to make this, try to save this. Okay, top 5 most followed Twitter accounts.
Okay.
Okay. I'll give you. Let me give you a hint.
Let's get one.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We got a Twitter businessman, accounts. A politician, a musician, an athlete, and another musician. 2 musicians, businessman, politician.
Okay.
Athlete.
Okay. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, number 1.
Okay. There you go.
177
because
million.
Because he owns Twitter, yep. So he must be number 1. Okay. That's right. Go ahead.
Number 2. Who's the politician?
DT. Donald Trump.
No.
Wow. He's Obama. Okay, Obama.
Barack Obama. Right. Oh, Barack Obama. I know Barack Obama did Twitter like that.
Yeah.
Boy, Barack.
Barack?
Who's number 3?
A musician. So we got athlete and
this
two
is a musician.
Musicians.
Yeah, so far we have 2 musicians left and 1 athlete.
Sheesh.
Number 3.
It's got to be Taylor Swift.
Justin Bieber.
Biebs.
Oh,
number 3.
Biebs.
Yeah. Biebs.
Sure.
I've been on a real Bieber kick lately. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Number 4, Gabe. It's an athlete.
What exactly is the list again? Just say this one more time.
Most followed Twitter accounts, Gabe.
Most followed Twitter accounts.
Wait, like athlete. An athlete or like an actor athlete?
It is an athlete.
Okay.
I'm gonna say LeBron James.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Okay, you're thinking America. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ronaldo.
Worldwide. Yeah, Ronaldo.
Okay.
What's the last one?
Last one is Rihanna.
Oh.
Wow.
Rihanna. Let's finish out that list.
Sure,
it's kind
Rihanna.
Of fun. Katy Perry, number 6. Katy Perry bringing in Twitter.
Some
American
nice,
Idol.
Some hot
those American Idol.
American
tweets?
Idol kind of keeps her alive, yeah.
Bringing the fireworks.
Narendra Modi. I'm guessing that's
Narendra. Friend of the show, Narendra.
Yeah.
Jackasses. My God.
Taylor Swift, number 8.
Okay.
Donald Trump, number 9. Well, Donald Trump, what are you number 9?
All his burner accounts.
And Lady Gaga, number
Lady
10.
Gaga.
Lady Gaga's still bringing it, huh?
Good for you, Gaga.
Well, I guess I got to try again those lists. That doesn't exactly
You're getting
get
better, though.
We're getting closer.
Not bad.
At least it wasn't a global Netflix top movie list.
Yeah, that was
crap. That was a swing and a miss. Let's get into the news. First up on the news here, Jerry's being stingy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Cowboy fan, this is the last thing you want to hear from Jerry Jones is, listen here, we just don't make enough money to sign Tyron Smith.
Just can't afford it.
Per Dog Climbing, the Cowboys, quote, couldn't afford to keep Tyron Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Per owner Jerry Jones. How are you feeling today if you're a Cowboy fan?
Well,
and sorry, man, I can't keep you.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
I can't do it, son.
Cut you loose, kid.
There's a door right there, son.
How pissed off are you if you're a Cowboys fan? What?
No, this is just because you have to sign. They're saving money for Dak and for CeeDee Lamb and for Micah Parsons. So
it's probably pissed them off even more so that we're doing this all in the name of Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
I would sign Dak Prescott over Tyron Smith.
Dallas Cowboys, number 1 on Forbes list of most valuable franchises, $9 billion worth.
Aren't they all in this year?
And they're all in, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all in somehow by losing.
They're
players.
All in. Jerry Jones, personally, the fifth richest owner in the NFL. Wow.
Maybe he's
$13.6 billion.
He's preparing himself for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
With his daughter. I mean, like, I can't afford it. I don't know how much this.
You're really on that. You're not going to let this go.
No, because it's hilarious. And it's 100% true.
Yeah.
And she gets her money out. What was her name again?
I'm not going to put that.
Don't Stephanie. Put it out there. Don't
that
put it out there.
Poor girl's name on here because Angel wants to make fun of her.
Shout out to Stephanie.
Just so you'll get a nice reel later.
Jerry Jones also had some more gems here. Let's look at them. Jerry Jones thinks that Dak Prescott will win a Super Bowl. End quote. Should I do the accent?
No. Go, no, don't do it.
I think there are a handful or more quarterbacks playing who haven't won a Super Bowl. Strong, Jerry. That will win a Super Bowl. I think Dak is one of them. I'm firm here. Okay, he's firm, guys.
He's firm, guys.
He means business.
He's one of the ones who can. Dak Prescott, is he going to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years?
He didn't say with the Cowboys there, right? He just said he'll win one.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's true. Maybe he means with some other team.
Like, he won one, but just not with me.
Dak Prescott, is he good enough to win a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
It depends on the team around him. I think he can.
I think put him on the Niners, he would probably win a Super Bowl.
He just had the number one offensive team in the league and still didn't win one.
Sizzle.
That has to count for something.
Good point.
Yeah, he ain't winning a Super Bowl. He's not. I mean, if Romo couldn't do it.
There you go.
So, prime Kirk Cousins is better than prime Dak, right?
Ooh.
Great.
Because we don't give Kirk Cousins any credit.
I tell you what. We need to see those two in an NFC Championship game. I don't really want to see that because I want the Eagles to be there. But, I mean, they both would need to get that monkey off their back.
Yep. Yeah. That's a pretty good kind of who's better.
It's a great storyline.
It'd need to be pre-Achilles, though. Kirk's not going to be the same.
No. Okay, yeah. Prime Kirk or prime Dak? Who would you want?
Prime Kirk, man.
Prime Kirk, yeah.
I'd tell you.
Yeah. Kirk's just a gunslinger, dude.
I'll take the one you guys
Dak's
don't
put up some incredible numbers.
Yeah, he really has.
And Dak has the running element, too. I don't know. But Super Bowl quarterback? I don't know, man. I don't think. I just have seen the Cowboys wet the bed too many times.
Since 1995.
They got beat by the Packers this year, and Packers were on a hot one. But they should not. With the season they had, they should not have lost to the Packers at home.
Yeah. Nope. At home, too.
And that just is the story of who they've been ever since Dak took over quarterback, ever since really Jerry won one back in 80, whatever. Yep. This is kind of how they've been. Fantastic seasons. And
as long as we've been fans, that's all we know the Cowboys to be.
I mean, don't get me wrong. As an Eagle fan, love it.
Yeah.
It's great that this happens, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Moving on here, the Patriots with the all-time worst bluff of all time. If you're going to bluff, don't bluff with Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
That's not the guy. Per Jared Mayo, new head coach there, Jacoby Brissett could end up being the starting quarterback next year. Quote, we're not dead set on taking the quarterback number three, but we do feel good about having a guy like Jacoby ready to go. Are you buying this?
This is total shit. This is a lie. I get why he's saying this, to add value to that number three pick. Maybe once someone wants to come up and falls in love with Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy and wants to give him like the craziest draft, pick trade, but... Nah, dude, you take quarterback.
Look at your roster, dude. Look what's in front of you.
There's nothing there.
Is he threatening with us with Jacoby Brissett? Like, okay, I'll call that bluff. Go ahead and start Jacoby Brissett.
And we just talked about last year, this being like the most uncool team in the league. This would just make it just solidify.
I mean, how are we feeling about Jacoby? Sorry, not Jacoby. Jared Mayo's beginning here as the Patriots' new leader.
There's nothing new about it. It's the same old.
Yeah. I was looking at the guys. It is okay. I heard this on a podcast this week, and I 100% believe it. The worst landing spot for rookie quarterback of the ones available.
Yeah.
I'll take the Broncos over. I'll take the Vikings over. I'll take the Raiders over with the weapons they have and the defense they're going to have. Yep. The Patriots signed Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Reagor, Hunter Henry,
Antonio Gibson.
Mm-hmm. Scary group right there.
I mean, that's the... Osborne. Osborne.
Just
stretch the field.
Yeah.
I mean, just stretch the field.
You need someone like him on your roster.
I mean, pretty underwhelming beginning. And they had so much money. Over $100
million. No one wants it. I don't know. Tough times. This is what they get for being good for 25
Come
whatever
on,
years.
Jared.
Yeah.
Weird. I don't know what the Niners are doing. They're messing around with Brandon Ayuk, and they're gonna screw this thing up.
Yep.
49ers will prioritize a contract extension for Brandon Ayuk after the draft. Hmm. Is there any advantage to that?
I don't know. I think he's on his fifth year option. Yeah, just pissing him off.
Both sides want to work things out. I don't think they do. Ayuk was just tweeting at Coach Tomlin.
How much they look alike.
And then playing on Instagram and the song Locked Up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Literally.
And the Niners have a plan for Ayuk to be on the roster well beyond 2024. If Ayuk is not there next year and they don't have a real replacement, the Niners are the number what seed in the NFC?
With no Ayuk?
With no Ayuk.
There's still two or three.
Yeah.
Two, three, maybe one. Yeah. This is still a good roster, but he just makes it nice to have a Brandon Ayuk type of player on your team.
Yeah, we're seeing some trades here. We're going to talk about one a little later. But Higgins still out there. Mm-hmm. Ayuk presumably still out there. We've talked about those two.
Yeah.
And compared them and all that. But those are two guys who can really shake up the NFL. If Ayuk were to move on, we talked about this before. But I am not, I asked you, Terrell, Ayuk landing spot.
I mean, I like him in Pittsburgh. I mean, I think it's already put out there. The energy's already out there. I think the same with Russell Wilson. That energy was already put out there. So I like him in Pittsburgh, but I'm going to throw in a wild card in there and say Buffalo. That's my wild card pick.
Is this a season where this is off topic, where Diggs finally gets moved?
No. Diggs will be there.
This is like the lead, like out of the last four seasons where it's been like drama in the offseason, this is like the quietest that it's ever been.
Yeah.
And that scares me.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why that scares me more than when there's all the drama behind it.
I just think they're not going to move Diggs. I think it's kind of just, it's over. Did they do enough?
Who?
Samuel.
Oh.
Curtis Samuel. Probably not. They bring in Curtis Samuel. Word has it, Khalil Shakir is going
to
step up.
You like the Samuel ad because of the connection to coordinator
Joe Brady.
Joe Brady, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shakir's nice.
Yes.
He's very nice.
I've been wanting him to get more looks.
And then they have, now they have two good tight ends, so.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if they did enough. Ayuk, though, a lot of good landing spots. Bills would be awesome. Steelers, I think that was your pick as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Are the Texans not going to get a receiver here? Are they just going to roll with Tank and Nico?
Do they need one?
I think they like their guys. I like their guys.
I like their guys, too.
Oh. I do, too, but, like,
Dalton Schultz there, too. Like, they brought back the same guy where the Magic was there last year. Why, you know, if it's not broke.
No, I don't believe in that. I think you should add to it. I think you should keep adding.
I think Joe Mixon is a nice add for that team. Like a legitimate back.
Let's talk about Zach Wilson real quick. Zach Wilson. No team has expressed interest in Zach Wilson due to his poor play and a $5.5 million price tag. Quote, his salary, guaranteed $5.5, is a deterrent, not to mention his checkered body of work, to put it nicely. He's probably hoping for a release so he can find a job with no strings attached, possibly in the CFL.
Yeah.
Is
$5.5 more than Jameis Winston?
5.5 is more than a lot of
bad yeah. So there's that's why.
Yeah,
because like Jameis Winston, Pickett's getting paid somewhere not around there, but like that kind of quarterback is better than Zach Wilson. It's the price tag. It's the money that you would have to pay Zach Wilson.
Is Zach Wilson, a top 64 quarterback in the league? Meaning, is he a backup?
Legitimate.
Do you want him as like you're confident with him as a backup?
I take.
I mean, think about some of the worst backups in the league.
I mean, like, this is not worst. I like this player a lot. I'm just bringing him up. Like a Bailey Zappi. Like, who would you rather have, Bailey Zappi or Zach? Bailey Zappi. Yeah. So I don't know. Like, he's pretty bad.
He doesn't belong in the league. I'll just say it.
He
doesn't belong in the league.
It's a bust. Let's finally stamp him as a bust.
All right, take a quick break. We're back into this news. This segment is brought to you by Dad Gang Hats. Dad Gang makes the highest quality hats in the apparel industry. Because they use premium materials, pay close attention to detail, and prioritize durability and comfort. With so many styles, colors, and designs, they absolutely have the right hat for you and the dad in your life. Use code BENCHED76826, that's BENCHD 76826, for 15% off your first purchase. Shop Dad Gang Hats, quality hats for quality dads. Okay, we're back here, and Tyreek Hill getting messed up at football camps. Listen, players need to stop doing this because these videos come out. And we're in the age of social media, and this happens. Look at
Oh.
Too bad that guy is,
you know.
Or else he would have completed the route.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too bad he's.
Terrell, say it.
Not Terrell.
Mayo?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. The coach from the Patriots.
Yep.
Yeah. That's who we're talking about.
Too bad he's a tight end or a slot receiver or inline tight end.
Or a high IQ guy.
Yeah, too bad he's a high IQ guy.
Yeah.
No, great move, though. I mean, look.
Yeah, gym rat.
Didn't Tyreek get one of these videos last year, too?
Yeah.
Didn't someone moss him?
Yeah. Last year?
Yeah.
Stop doing it, Tyree.
And last time we saw a player on this, he was getting punched in the face. That was Cam Newton.
Also, oh, yeah.
So stop doing these videos.
That's a good reason, too. Yeah. That was a good reason, too. But I also don't want to see my number one receiver here just getting all twisted up.
Yeah.
Chasing around some high school kid.
Seeing those knees get, like, chill out, Tyreek. Mm. You make $30 million a year for us.
Tyreek, feel better.
Yeah.
We had not a huge trade, but a trade that we've been waiting on for a couple of weeks now, it feels like. Go down this weekend. L'Jarius Sneed. Let's break it down here. The Titans get L'Jarius Sneed, cornerback from the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, as well as the 252nd overall pick. Chiefs get the – why does it have the number pick? I don't want to read that. But the 221st overall pick and a 2025 third-round pick. So basically a third-round pick is the main thing going back for L'Jarius Sneed.
Yeah.
Titans locking up L'Jarius Sneed. They also picked up a handful of guys here this offseason and – listen.
Corner, they picked up, I can't say his last name.
I got a list here.
Yeah.
New Titans over the last couple weeks here. Calvin Ridley admitted overpay.
Yeah.
But still an upgrade at receiver.
Yes.
All right, Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore. Not that one.
Okay. Wait, when did this happen?
I'm reading the wrong list. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, what are you already reading? I was like, I saw Garrett Wilson. I was like...
That's
not. Wow. Is there also another Garrett Wilson? Sorry. These are the guys he shadowed last year. This is the kind of guy he's going to get. Calvin Ridley, DJ Moore, Garrett Wilson. Basically the best receivers across the league. L'Jarius Sneed was the one who said, give me that guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Titans get that guy now. They've made a handful of additions this offseason.
They've redid their secondary. They got the Bengals corner. I can't ever say his.
Awuzie.
Yeah.
Awuzie.
Those are stars Terrell? Right there. Those.
good.
Okay. We give it. Good.
We'll do that.
It sounds like a prescription drug.
Yeah.
What the hell is even that?
Well,
I don't think that's okay. I don't think that's okay.
That's not okay.
That's someone's family name. That's
someone's legacy.
Let's. God, we take every opportunity for racism. Yeah. Yeah. If there's an open door that says racism on it, we're like, let's crack that bad boy open real quick. Okay, but we got Awuzie. We got L'Jarius Sneed now. A couple new defenders up front as well.
They still have Simmons and they still have Landry. This team, it wouldn't surprise me.
Not to mention on offense, Pollard, Cushenberry, Ridley,
a top six pick, which would probably be Joe Alt, so a brand new left tackle, maybe.
Yeah.
Hold on.
They might be the most improved team.
It's crazy to say, but
from where they started free agency to where they are now, like the jump they've made. I mean,
Chicago,
Keenan Allen. What new additions did they make?
Caleb Williams. Well, you're talking about free agency.
Yeah, remember, the Titans were like one of the worst teams.
Yeah. Swift as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Chicago, but Tennessee, I know like two shows ago, I compared them to like a bad team, but I don't know. On further inspection, this might be a better team that maybe 7 to 9 wins here.
Are we looking at another Texans? If Will Levis can put it together.
If you just game manage. If you just game manage with these weapons and that defense as what it looks like right now, that's not bad.
Okay, number one, Will Levis just seems to me that someone that has no interest in being a game manager. Zero interest in being a game manager.
He's throwing it 80.
My guy wants to chuck it
80 yards.
Then he wants to flex after.
Yeah.
Is he still dating that girl, by the way? Is that?
I don't know.
I think she's dating Morgan Wallen.
No,
Will. Oh, no.
Wallen dumped her.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen dumped her after he was done with her.
She's for the streets, Morgan. Man.
Dang.
Morgan represented on the show.
Why should she be for the streets, Gabe? She dated some guys.
Wasn't the story was like she went to his concert and then like dumped him after the show to get
Why are you asking us knowing full well? You know
because,
the story.
Because Angel's the one that told me the story.
Giving all this detail. Wasn't the story at 6:45?
No, Angel was the one that gave me the
That is the story. I'm not sure where it is now. But, you know, if she's still dating Morgan Wallen, good for you. That's a very popular guy.
I digress. Will Levis on the Titans. Where are we at on Will? Let's get to Terrell.
He's single.
Yeah, I think I could see them a 2021 Cardinals or 2022 Cardinals type of season where they could
You're
start
gonna
off.
You got to explain
that one for me. Yeah. They could
2021, where was I? What was I that
That's
year?
Their ceiling. I think their ceiling
You're
is
so
a strong.
Smart.
I think their ceiling is a strong start to their season, but I think a fizzle out towards the end of it. So I think I can see this.
And is that going to mirror like Will's performance?
Yeah, Will's performance. I think they could start off. You know, you could probably start the season out 6-3, maybe 7, and you know, maybe 7 wins, but you're going to fizzle out towards the end. That's their ceiling, but their basement is where they are right now.
Yeah. Wow. They could they could be trash though. Like
Yeah. It's still a second round quarterback for like a reason.
Let's give it to the table. Yeah. What are you guys at on Will Levis, muscle man?
There's not enough film. That I don't know. People tell me he's good, people tell me he's bad.
And then you watch him play and you're like, "Oh, he's bad."
He had one really good game and then a bunch of like average to below average games. Yeah. So you don't really know.
The hardest part about it was his really good game was his first game.
It was his very first game. And then there was no film on him.
Yeah, then people got tape on him. But it's completely in his hands. Not a lot of quarterbacks get this kind of chance year two to like finally, you know, step up to be the next guy.
And they're giving him every shot.
Yep.
I tell you what though, I see this roster and I think I wish Mike Vrabel was a coach.
Yeah.
I would think a lot more about if Mike Vrabel was a coach.
This is pretty cool, Vrabel.
It's like Callahan.
Yeah.
Callahan,
OC, former OC for the Bengals. Yeah, I mean we'll see. I mean, he was able to make Jake Browning into kind of a thing last year, maybe. True. And Will Levis is a lot more talented than Jake Browning physically, so we'll see.
Why are we so short leashed with these quarterbacks? Like Will Levis had a fine rookie season. Sam Howell put up monster numbers in a rookie, and we're just out on these guys.
Because there's nothing quite like a franchise core. Like when you look at Patrick Mahomes, stuff like that, that's what everyone wants right off the bat.
Yeah, everyone wants that.
So
I give you good examples.
There's no middle ground.
Yeah, there is. I give you good examples of Josh Allen.
Okay.
Josh Allen's a franchise guy, but
you know who the leader is in interceptions for a rookie? Peyton Manning. Like, I feel like we need to give these guys a little more time.
Will Levis, this is just, you know, stats can lie to you sometimes, but Will Levis last year, 8 touchdowns, 4 picks, threw 58%, so not very good. But, I mean, 8-4, a QB rating of 84.2.
On a garbage team.
On a garbage team with the worst line I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It was highlighted when they played Pittsburgh Thursday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I want to be slower. Like, I want to personally say, you know what, I'm going to wait a little bit.
But the flip side of that you get Daniel Jones.
Very true.
That's what you end up with.
That's very true.
Where you're stuck with a big contract, and you're like, this guy's still shit.
And maybe that's the answer. Like, okay, there is no blanket rule you could have on these guys.
You just got to get
a case-by-case basis.
Because either it's Daniel Jones or it's Josh Allen, one of the best quarterbacks.
Who do you guys have more hope in? We'll go to Terrell. Sam Howell or Will Levis? To be who's going to be a starter longer? We'll do that.
Oh, I think Sam Howell.
Yeah.
I think Sam Howell's got the opportunity to bounce around from team to team. Where is he? He's in Seattle right now.
Seattle. I'll take Geno's job.
Yeah, yep. I think he's gonna take Geno's job. So
dang.
I like Sam Howell. He put up good numbers last year. He could be dangerous. So I thought Denver was gonna make a run at him, but
why are you saying that?
Man, we always say that.
Don't listen to him, Sean.
Denver was gonna make a run.
But
yeah, quarterback.
We're not getting him, so
no.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Bo Penix?
Huh?
Or Bo Nix, or what was it? Mike Penix?
Bo Nix, Michael.
Bo Nix. I'm on the Bo Nix train.
Yeah.
I'm in. I'm sold.
You guys should have been here pre-show. Listen to these two guys talk themselves into Bo Nix.
It might happen, and I'm going to have to just not say anything bad because if he's my quarterback, I'm going to be behind him.
Pause. You two guys, you're starting a franchise. You want Sam Howell or Will Levis?
I'll go Will Levis.
I'll go Sam Howell.
Thank you, AJ.
The ceiling, Will Levis' ceiling is much higher than Sam Howell.
We already know what Sam Howell is.
Right.
We already know.
Do we?
He throws a lot of picks. He throws for a lot of yards. That's just him. He's just a gun. He's basically like a
poor
man.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
He's a poor man, James Winston.
How do you know that's him?
He had a whole season to start with.
One season.
Okay. That's also something that you could coach up, too. Like the interception, something that you could coach up. You could Lon Levis stuff, I feel like you saw what Will Levis is exactly.
Peyton Manning led the league in interceptions.
You can't coach up Will. Well, either way, I don't know.
And Will Levis played what? How many games? 4 games?
I think he played five games.
What'd you say?
The better half of the second half of the season.
When they were really out of it.
When they were really bad.
Yeah, and we're saying we know what he is. We don't know what he is.
I'm determined. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to pass judgment on these guys.
But they are giving him every opportunity to be the guy.
Yeah. You got no excuse.
Both of these guys, honestly, like you said, there's a short leash. Maybe for fans there's a short leash, but some of these GMs are proving that they don't have as short of a leash that we think.
Yeah, I mean, Titans, that we know of didn't make a play at Justin Fields. They said, no, we'd rather go Will Levis. Seahawks, right over Justin Fields. We'll go with Sam Howell. Yep. So, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe the teams maybe hold these guys in higher esteem than some of the fans do.
Also, I mean, they can say whatever they want. If the draft comes and J.J. McCarthy's sitting there at six and there's a quarterback, and they're like, what if we just get J.J. McCarthy and just – you know what I'm saying?
Someone's going to do that in J.J. McCarthy's ass.
Yeah.
He's not good. Yeah.
We'll see.
Will Levis.
We'll see.
He could be Will Levis.
Could even be Will Levis. Okay, we're going to get in something here. Took a couple weeks off of, right? Angels Heavenly Top 10 version, what are we calling this? Version 1? Version offseason.
No, yeah.
This is the post-free agency Angels Heavenly Top 10. I give it to you, my friend.
I'll just go through it. Just really quick, I'll do it by twos and from 10 to 1. The Browns and the Bills, 10 and 9. Browns at number 10, Bills at number 9. 8 and 7, Texans, Eagles.
That's
wait.
So disrespectful.
I'll wait. Texans number 8.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
Eagles number 7. Number 6, the Green Bay Packers. I love what they did. They won a playoff game last year. The Eagles didn't. That's all I'm going to say.
So this is last year's list?
Wait.
Okay.
Cincinnati is number 5.
I love that.
I love Joe.
How many playoff games did they win last year?
Easy. Number 4 is the 49ers. 3 is Baltimore Ravens because of Derrick Henry, and I just love perfect fit there. And number 2, the Detroit Lions.
Wow.
You're on crack cocaine.
I love the Detroit Lions at number 2. And then number 1, they signed the best interior lineman in the league. Still have Mahomes, still have Andy Reid. Number 1.
This list sucks. I'm just kidding. Okay, it's a good list. It's a very interesting list. I tell you what, fan bases right now probably all believe, like, wait a minute.
Look.
Listen, us over here in Tennessee, we might be knocking on the door at number 10.
No, you're not.
All the fan bases are feeling that way. We won't start with me. Let's start at the table over there. Initial thought, let's start positive. What's your favorite name on the list here as far as where Angel put them?
I like not forgetting about the Bengals. Mm-hmm. I know last year, you know, the year with Joe Burrow having the injuries, this and that. I think it's disrespectful to put him out of the top 10. Seeing if he comes back, you still got Jamar Chase, you still got Higgins. So I mean, you know, there's no reason why if Burrow is healthy, that team should be a top 5 team.
Yep.
You have him at 5, right?
5.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. That's probably my favorite one on the
right,
list.
Right in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Joe Burrow the other day. It feels like the league kind of moved on because so much happened last year without him. Yeah. And yet he's going to come back and
just be like, yeah, I am still him.
He's still Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be really good. I want to get into so many things, but I'm going to resist. AJ, favorite name on the list.
Man, shout out to the Detroit Lions. That maybe we all don't agree with their spot, but this is a legitimate spot for them going into next season.
I mean, they went to the AFC title game and almost beat the Niners at home.
Yeah. And then the problem, I won't defend it now. Screw it. Owl. Their problem was...
That is what we're doing on the podcast.
Their problem was the secondary. They've tried to address it. So they know where they're weak. And then DJ Reader in the middle, too. I love what they've done free agency.
Yeah, I'm DJ Reader. Amik Robinson.
And Carlton Davis.
That's the guy I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Carlton Davis, who came in just saying, listen, I'm the number one quarterback.
Yeah.
And you guys got yourself a shutdown cornerback. I love the moxie.
Yeah, and then they have, I think they have a good core, you know, already. So I think just this is what you do if you're a good team. You start building on what you're weak at.
Terrell, favorite name on the list?
Oh, I really love the Packers. I like where you got the Packers at 6. I think they're right in the middle. I would put them in the top 5. I like the move for Jacobs. I like McKinney in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love is going to take that step up. He's already my Dark Horse MVP pick for next year.
Oh.
So I already like him. I'm pretty high on the Packers.
Joey is fuming.
I'm loving the Packers. Watch out. I'm already calling it right now. The Packers are going to be in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. I mean, they were there last
year. Thank you, T.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You know what?
I love you.
Making.
I really needed
this. Hey, registered owner.
Reggie Packers, sir. Making this list, though, you just realize there's a lot of good teams in football, man.
Yep. Yeah.
So this is tough.
My favorite's the Chiefs. I like that you didn't overreact. You didn't try to do a hot takey thing and, oh, well, they're actually not the best team anymore. They're number one.
They're the best.
They're going to, I mean, they are, I love the energy they have. They all talk about the three-peat.
Yeah.
Like, they are united.
Yeah.
And you talk about, like, sometimes it's hard
to get the motivation.
To find, yeah, the motivation, to find, like, what are we going to rally around? I think Kelce, he might retire after this year. I think Mahomes wants that third because that's something that could set him apart. Or something that Brady, did Brady do the three? Brady did the three, right?
Mm-hmm. No, no,
no. Brady never did. That could set him apart from Brady. Yeah. Like, that's a big effing deal.
Three in a row is very difficult.
Let's do least favorite on the list. I'll go ahead and get it started.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's not even my Eagles. Like, the fact that my Eagles are number seven, I'm sure at some point we'll talk about that. The Bills are at number nine. I think that's Josh Allen, to me, third best quarterback in the league. Mahomes, Burrow, Allen. They didn't get really any...
They've just lost so many players.
Yeah, but they've also signed a lot of players. They've shown they're good at drafting. They have the safety that they lost. They had guys waiting in the wings. They signed Mike Edwards from the Chiefs. They have Taylor Rapp there waiting. So you kind of just refill the cupboards there with some younger players. I don't know that they got so bad that they dropped to number nine. I think that's just... I think that's like a little bit overreaction, especially with having Josh Allen on your team, just a perennial MVP. I personally don't like that one. Terrell, least favorite?
The Browns. The Browns on that list.
Yeah, what the hell?
You
Browns
get,
are on
you gotta
this
get
list.
The Browns off that list.
I love the Browns. You will not ever deter me.
Look, I mean, you don't have the Cowboys on that. You don't even have the Cowboys.
No,
on that. I got to have the Cowboys in there. I mean,
all right, Terrell, over the Browns. I'm gonna give you teams. You tell me Browns or this team. Okay, Browns or Raiders.
Browns.
Browns or Cardinals? No, sorry. I shouldn't do that. Browns or...
We're going to the bottom. Bottom of the barrel.
My bad. Browns or Buccaneers? That's a good one.
Bucks.
Yeah. Go with the Bucks. Browns or Chargers? Harbaugh. You got to remember, though, they now have no skill position.
Yeah, Browns.
None at all.
The Browns.
Browns or Seahawks?
I'm going with the Browns on this one. Look, the Browns did have a solid defense last year that did carry them. You know, into the playoffs.
They had an elite defense.
Yeah, they had solid defense that carried them to the playoffs. But
here's one for you. Browns or Jets? Browns. Aaron Rodgers back.
The Browns.
Aaron Rodgers not on this list.
The Jets are in the basement.
Yep.
Jets are in the
Tell basement.
Tell like
it is. Browns.
Tell like it is.
I hate you guys right now.
You know, you give so much heat for Kirk Cousins coming back. Like, will he be the same? Rodgers is the same thing.
It's not the same thing. Aaron Rodgers was practicing last year. Aaron Rodgers would have played last year.
Okay.
And now he's had the whole offseason.
Okay.
Here's my good comp. Browns, Falcons. I'm going with the Falcons.
No Falcons either.
Yo, Falcons, I had them on like for like a second. But yeah.
You don't surprise. You didn't put the Rams. You love the Rams.
I love the Rams.
You turned your back on them.
Well, Aaron Donald's a big piece of that team missing now.
Literally.
Yeah. So I want to see how the defense, because he would carry that whole defense for like periods. That just scares me on what the next era of that defense is going to be without Aaron Donald in the middle.
Off the table. Least favorite, guys.
I don't really have a least favorite. We actually have the same exact 10 teams on my top 10 list as Angels.
You had the Browns in there as well.
I have the Browns at number 10. I had the Bills at number 9. I think it's hard to see, like, the Texans at 8. I want to see them higher, but you look at those teams above them, and you can't move them up. I just love the Texans. I don't know how much you guys have loved the Texans all year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're a pro-Shroud podcast for sure.
Big time. I wish they'd been a little more aggressive. The Daniel Hunter signing is huge, and also one of the best contracts given out to a major player this offseason. But I wish they'd be more aggressive. I wish they were in the Christian Wilkins sweepstakes.
It feels like a Joe Mixon, Daniel Hunter offseason was like a plan C for them.
Yeah.
You know, like a Burns, Higgins would have been number one. You know, that kind of seems like they kind of got the plan C.
You get C.J. Stroud, which is it's the best contract in the NFL.
Yes.
That you have C.J. Stroud on that contract for 4 more years.
Yep.
Best contract in the NFL. Your Super Bowl window starts now. And you have 4 years to make it happen.
Mm.
I would think re-signing Dalton Schultz and trading for Joe Mixon, I would think you'd do a little more than that.
Yeah.
So I was a little disappointed with that.
I would like them to get Snead, just to add to that.
That as well.
Yeah. So,
Gabe, any names you have a problem with here?
I do. I'm going to give the Eagles some love here. I don't think the Packers or the Texans, I don't think they should be in between those two teams.
My boy.
I think Houston and the Packers essentially are the same team. So you put Houston at 6, Packers at 7, or switch those, I'm perfectly fine with that because they're kind of the same up-and-coming team. But to say that the Eagles should be below one of those teams, I think that's a little disrespectful, even with the year they had last year. And the Eagles, they just reloaded at the running back position. I just feel like putting them up above. You have them at 7 and the Packers at 6. I would switch that, put the Packers at 7, put you. But it's a solid list, but it's by a hair.
Both teams did well, and like I think when I was making this 6-8, I was like, this could be either way, and I'd be cool with it. This is how it fell.
This also reminds me how much I miss football. I want to be like, well, we'll see Sunday. Not going to happen. Well, okay, let me ask you guys this.
Packers are that's a good – that's I want to see where they go from – you know, that they found Jordan Love. Now what do you, what's the next step? This is always – if you know, second year. Like, do they have that or have they already reached their, you know –
which potential? Is exactly why I wouldn't put the Eagles below them because they still have to show that they can go to that next gear, just like the Texans.
Well, Eagles, much like the Rams, have lost Jason Kelce. I want to see how they respond to that. But Eagles, they're telling
me – fine. I'll go ahead and answer that for you.
Okay. I'm just saying. I just want to see how these
Cam Jurgens. Respond. Look him up.
I'm gonna have to. I don't.
Okay, I got two more questions for you guys. The first one is, if you had to switch two teams here, which one, what switch would you make? Second one is most likely team to not make the playoffs on this list.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I already said I think the Packers and Eagles probably should be switched on this list.
So Packers at 7.
Packers at 7. Put the Eagles at 6. I am okay with putting the Bengals before them. The Niners, too. I would probably switch the Bengals and the Niners. But I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. I'd probably switch the Packers and Eagles and not to make the playoffs here. I'm going to say the Browns because that whole division, that division is locked and loaded.
Baby. I love me the Brownies, though. But okay, sorry. But go ahead.
I mean, you AJ. Have what? You have two teams in the AFC North on this list.
Yeah, you know, Pittsburgh might have snuck on this list, too. But I just can't stand Russell Wilson.
Only if Justin Fields is starting.
Yeah, if Fields is starting.
Whoa.
They're number 10.
They're on the list, though. Yeah. AJ, who's switching and who's not making playoffs?
I'm going to swap the Eagles and the Bengals. I think when you're looking at both of those teams, you're looking at two teams that fell short, both for different reasons. Yeah. The Eagles loaded up a lot more this offseason, so I'm going to move them up. And team, as far as teams that could possibly not make the playoffs, the Buffalo Bills.
No. You know what? An implosion has been looming.
Yep.
Listen, there could be a scenario where, because you hear McDermott's quote?
Yeah.
They asked him, what needs to happen? And he says, well, Josh Allen, he says by name, and the rest of us need to take that step forward.
That's
forward
the
now.
First words that came out of his mouth.
First word was Josh Allen, which is very, very interesting. It's a season where, listen, it is so, like, do or die in Buffalo right now. Because you've gotten so close. You had the freaking fans losing fingers digging out your stadium so you can make – it felt like they were supposed to go to the Super Bowl and yet again fall short. Like, it is – like, McDermott's on the hot seat. Josh Allen's legacy is – what is he?
Yeah.
I mean, they have to win a Super Bowl there. And I think heads are going to roll.
I think next year Mike Vrabel – should be first in line if they fire.
Oh, yeah.
Vrabel with Josh Allen, that's a tough guy team. That's a tough guy town. That's a perfect fit. But I'm over the head coach. Sean McDermott trying to talk his way out of this underwhelming seasons for the last 4 years now.
Let's wrap this up. Terrell, what teams would you switch and who would most likely not to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, last thing on that point.
Yeah.
Who's going to win that division? I mean,
New
England and the Jets. You got the Dolphins.
Bro, how are you going to put the Jets with a Patriots?
The Jets aren't that great.
Good point, bro.
Did you see him at that at that ayahuasca? He's renewed, man.
He's high as fuck.
He's high. That's all
he's high.
That was blasted.
Okay, sorry, first point.
But who am I switching out for this one? I've got to switch the Bills and the Bengals. Those guys switch. I'm putting the Bills up a little bit higher. Who's not making the playoffs? The Texans.
Wow.
I've got the Texans. Whoa. I've got the Jags as a resurgent team. They're gonna turn it around.
I'm about to kick your ass.
Trevor Lawrence he's gonna step it up this year.
The Colts. Let's not overlook the Colts.
Don't overlook the Colts too.
Okay.
I think one team is coming out of the division though. One team's coming out. It's Jacksonville.
I think the AFC is gonna be way too competitive for two of those teams to make it.
Yeah, I mean, look at it. That's what it came down to this year, anyways. The last game of the season between the Texans and the Jags.
I'll wrap it up with mine here. I think the Ravens. It's time to bump them down. I think the playoff stuff is just overwhelming for now. I would switch them and the Niners. I put them below the. Nope, I switched them to the Bengals. I put them below the Bengals and the Niners down there. I need to stay in the playoffs already. I need to see it.
Yeah.
Like, it's time. I need to see that – here's why I have a different maybe standard for them and the Bills, because you could say the same thing about the Bills. I need to see that kind of offense win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, I need to see Lamar Jackson's offense win the playoffs with those, you know, kind of smaller receivers and a very large running back. I need to see it win the playoffs. And then the team most likely to win, I think, mine's the Browns as well. I just think that the AFC North is going to be a bloodbath.
Powerful. Yeah, it's I really do miss football though. this really makes me just I just want to watch any game.
Angels Heavenly Top 10 post free agency list. Thanks for that, Angel. That was great. Let's get here.
Yes, sir.
Good job, Angel. That was fantastic. That's our show for today, guys. Thanks so much for joining us. Episode number 108.
Oh my God.
Hope you have a happy Monday. And go be nice to someone at work on a Monday.
Yeah,
give them a
cup of coffee or something.
A mile of coffee. Maybe don't say that mean thing. Maybe don't say that racist thing. Don't do that sexual harassment thing at work.
Whoa. Terrell. HR, where are you? HR.
That's it. We'll see you Wednesday.
Peace.
Bye.